Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, I'd like to thank our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Jenny Benura, and she is with Harry Norman Realtors. Welcome, Jenny.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about Harry Norman. How are you serving folks?
Well, we are Harry Norman Realtors, and we focus primarily on residential real estate. And we're proud for a lot of reasons, but one of them is happy to be homegrown here in Atlanta. It's interesting because we've been here for 90 years. This is actually our 90th anniversary. And because of our name, most people think that we were started by Harry Norman, but actually it was started by Emmeline Norman. We affectionately refer to her as Miss Emmy. So we're pretty cool. We think we have a very unique and special heritage and born in the spirit of service and expertise. And I think those still guide our operations and principles today.
Well, before we get deeper into the conversation, explain to the listener about why, like, there's lots of brands of realtors, and what sets Harry Norman apart from others?
Well, I think there's always different layers to that, but service and expertise have been a cornerstone since our foundation. And I think, you know, that expertise is kind of a lost art. But it's something that we cultivate within our company. In fact, we're one of the few, maybe the only residential real estate company that has a full service and full-time dedicated staff to training. And that's ongoing. It's, you know, not something that's just for the new people. It's throughout the expectation of your career. And it's something that's really important to us, even though we've had people that range from, you know, 2 days being with us to, in some cases, 2 decades.
So now talk about your role within Harry Norman. What's your day-to-day like?
Well, every day is different. I imagine it's probably the same for you. But I started as an agent in 2002 and have had a ton of great role models. People that have always taken seriously the value of knowing their craft and honing it over years. And that's always been a passion of mine, is to be really great, hopefully the best at what I do. And I think that permeates our culture. And I get excited and energized by people who share that same mindset. And that's what motivates me. It's why I love leading our company, because I feel like that is a shared passion throughout all of our 13 offices and approximately 850 agents.
Now, what kind of separates a good agent from a great agent?
Well, it's different. Anybody can talk to you about a floor plan, right? You can go on several different websites and find out about what your home is worth. Where you really start to see the separation is people who can navigate complex transactions successfully. So the whole negotiation component, when to push, when to back off, you know, how much more is there? That's a significant component of an expert from somebody who's, you know, sort of standard in the business. And that comes not only with experience, it comes with time, it comes with training. So that's certainly a component of it. But outside of that, when you are new to an area or even just a different neighborhood, there's nuances to that. And if you're going to invest your, in many cases, lifetime earnings into purchasing something, you want to know that what you're about to do is a good investment. And, you know, why you should go with house A versus house B. And those are some of the nuance type things that really make a difference in the overall experience that you have, the value for your money. And honestly, most of our clients express that that is the real differentiator for our company. And it's easy when you think about it within your organization, but when people say it to you who have experienced it, that's aces all the way.
Now, technology has disrupted a lot of industries, and your industry has not been excluded. Now that the buyer seems to have more education, or at least they think they have more knowledge, that where previously, maybe a decade or two ago, that knowledge wouldn't be as evident or available to a buyer. How has Harry Norman adjusted?
Sure. Our business has been mobile for quite some time, and that makes sense given the nature of it. And certainly that was evident even before the pandemic. But when you do something regularly or intermittently, there's certainly a different comfort level with that. So we always have embraced technology because, you know, the ability to deliver a good customer experience is giving them what they want when they have it. So when you're talking about a client who's educated, we love that. In fact, we encourage it. And the more that they know about the process, the more that they know about what they're looking for, that can really make things faster, honestly. And it can really help us hone in on the specifics that they want our assistance with. So hopefully it makes for an overall better experience. But a couple of the things that have really made a significant difference for us has been we've actually rolled out a couple of tools since the pandemic. And I know that's sort of counterintuitive because people are trying to save money and save cash and, you know, maybe not invest. We've sort of taken a conservative but responsible approach. And we need to grow our business and we need to be doing things that keep our business sustainable for the next 90 years, because that's what our company is all about. And one of those is a marketing automation tool. And another is, think of it like kind of like a dating app, a match app, if you will, where you're trying to match buyer needs with seller needs. And that's exclusive to our company. And I think both of those things have really been beneficial in timing, even though they really had nothing to do with the pandemic. So we're grateful for those opportunities.
Now, speaking of the pandemic, how have you kind of led your team when, you know, face-to-face seems to be happening less and less, and some of your business is based on kind of humans together going into a home, walking around, you know, kind of getting the fit and the feel, does it feel right? How have you kind of handled the ability to get the customer at least inside the home to get an idea if it's the right home for them?
Sure. Very carefully. I mean, I think we all can acknowledge that this is a very unusual and weird way to do things, and certainly not anybody's preference. Foremost, we want to be responsible about the people whose homes we're entering into, responsible and respectful. You know, they have loved ones, they have family, friends, whatever. So that's a foremost consideration as we're doing business in the current times. And we have been very practiced and very communicative about our processes, whether we're working with sellers or buyers or both. And we found that it's best to be upfront and clear about all of those things. And people appreciate it. They may not fully understand it, but you know, they understand the value of respecting other people, and that's critical. But to your question about how we connect with people, networking is a core of our business, and primarily that's been in person and social media. And because of this, where you can't meet people in person or connect with them that way as much, a huge component has been social media. And we've been very active and engaged with it before, but I would say our exponential use has increased, obviously. And we had an event, hashtag move for the number 4 ATL. And that's just an example of how we connected virtually, not only with within our organization, but with clients and even potential clients. And it was pretty awesome.
Now, when you're working with your realtors and their teams, how much autonomy do they have regarding the brand, and how much kind of training do you give them on how to effectively leverage social media?
I would say social media is probably woven into the vast majority of our training. And a lot of it is on-demand training. Some of it is, well, previously in person. Obviously, now we're doing almost all of it virtually. In fact, pretty much all of it. So it's a component of all of our sales and marketing, because I think it's really not so much a tool, although it is critical to our business. It's really more just how you connect with people. And I think if that becomes the natural way that you engage people, talk to them, meet them, then it just becomes sort of the fabric of how you do business rather than thinking of it as a separate entity. But one of the ways that we have done things a little bit different, and I think it's generated some pretty cool results, is something that we call Real Estate Buzz. And basically, we have some social media assets that we create as a company, and our team can use that because it obviously applies to different geographies and different people's needs and what your clients are looking for. But those are, we found them to be really awesome in generating some dialogue, either one-on-one or sort of in a group social media environment. But it's talking about market stats and what's happening. And it's been really, really awesome.
Well, speaking of market stats, tell us about Atlanta. What does that look like right now as a housing market, maybe compared to others in the region? And where are the hot spots? And is it a good time to be buying, selling? Where are we at?
Well, I think you know that my answer to that has to be yes, right? But it really is. I mean, the stats bear that out. So the reality right now is, in probably, you know, many of our listeners and many of our clients are saying that low inventory in all price points is happening. And that is very true. The stats certainly bear that out, but it doesn't mean that you can sell anything. And I think that's kind of the important note or takeaway. I mean, there's three components when you're thinking about selling: price, condition, and location. And all of those three factors have to be weighed in when you're figuring out the price. But what we're finding across the base when we're talking with buyers that are in the market today is condition is absolutely key. And I think we all have HGTV to thank for that. Whether that's a blessing or a curse is probably debatable. Outside of that, I would say that our market is strong. And what I use as an indicator for that is year over year, our appreciation is steady at 4%. And, you know, we still have a ways to go in inventory to put a number on it. When I look at last year compared to this year, we're anywhere from down 14% to down 45%, depending on the price range. So basically, if it's under 500,000, it's 45% of the inventory compared to last year. So all of those things obviously factor into what's happening in the market. But bottom line, Atlanta is a fabulous place to be, and this is a great time to buy or sell.
Are people relocating here?
Well, probably like you, I love the city. And yes, all the amazing factors that are attractive to the people that already live here have been influenced by people that are looking or thinking of coming to Atlanta. And absolutely, not only our city, but when you compare Atlanta versus other large metros, it's the only region where home sales in the pending category are on the positive. Every other geography, it still has, you know, room to go to get to the positive. When you look at our weather, our cost of living, our economics, all of those factors are strong, especially for us. And we kind of have this unique blend of a primary market, you know, where it's people's you know, home where they do their life and their work and their play. And yet within an hour, maybe 2 hours most, you've got mountains and second home communities. So that's kind of a unique blend. And I think it's one of the things, one of the many things that makes Atlanta attractive.
Now, for the person who has a home right now and may be thinking of, you know, either up, going up or going down in either direction, what can they be doing themselves right now during this downtime to make it ready to be sold?
Sure. As I go back to, if you were about to purchase something and you walked into it, what are the things that you would want to have already finished? What would you want to see? And those are the guiding principles that you would want to go ahead and tackle in your own home. And if you're not certain, obviously that's a great time to bring in an expert and say, well, I have X amount of dollars and, you know, I have Y amount that I'm hoping to sell it for. So help me know, where am I going to get the best bang for the buck? Because, you know, we have certain needs. We have to get out by this certain time, or we have this other driver. So all of those factors make a difference in how quickly you want to do something, how much money you have to make that happen. And, you know, from an expert point of view, what is going to be the most attractive thing? Obviously, right now, people are Home Depot and Lowe's stock is crazy busy. So you can already see the results that many people are out improving their homes. And that's a great thing. And actually, so many people have already done that. I think that's why we have seen such an increase in the level of activity of sellers and buyers as well.
And the record low mortgage rates aren't hurting either.
Yes, it's almost it's almost like they'll be paying us soon to take a mortgage. Hopefully not, honestly. But yeah, I mean, when you look at rates that are below 3%, it really gives a strong amount of buying power in any price point.
So now, how about some advice other than having Harry Norman's name on their business card? What is the way to find the right fit when it comes to a realtor?
The best way is talking to people that you know and who have had a great experience with somebody. That combined with, generally speaking, great agents are particularly known for certain geographies. And the more expertise you have in a geography, the more you can educate yourself about, you know, some of the nuanced components of a particular neighborhood or a particular area. So I would say those two things are critical. And of course, I'll always have, who am I comfortable with? Who do I just feel like I have a great rapport and trust? And I would say if you weave all of those components together, you're going to find the right person. But I would be happy to help connect if nobody has any of those built-in factors at hand.
If somebody wanted to learn more about Harry Norman and maybe get a hold of one of your agents, what is the website?
It's harrynorman.com. And of course, you can also find us at HN Realtors on Instagram. And also we're on Facebook.
Now, how could we help you? What do you need more of? Do you need more agents? Do you need more people looking to buy or sell a house?
We love informed clients and informed agents. And, you know, there's not a quota, if you will, that we're ever trying to fill. We always just want to find the right people, people who are serious and excited about our business, whether that's clients or whether that's agents. And that's certainly my heartbeat and the heartbeat of our company.
Well, congratulations on all your success. And thank you so much for sharing your story today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.
Peace.